from Mick Price to his jockey, who's going to be riding Mateo Mayer in the showdown on Saturday. Froggy Newitt, how are you, Craig?
Yeah, very well, mate.
He just gave you a good rap then. He just said that you worked at the swing and it worked magnificently. I'm taking blinkers off and I'm putting Froggy Newitt on.
Yeah, it worked really well this morning. First time I sort of sat on him, and he sort of sat off a mate and really worked strong to the line. So I think ridden a bit quieter this week with the blinkers off, I think he'd jump out of the ground late.
You seem to be enjoying life back here in Melbourne, all set up.
Yeah, going really well now. Sort of got a few winners the last couple of weeks, which is good. So we're starting to get some nice rides, and yeah, just hopefully it continues.
Good work, mate. Good to see you here, Froggy.
Thanks, mate.
On AM, FM, digital radio and streaming worldwide, this is the RSN 927 Network.
Graham Begg's got one of the leading contenders in the Vobis Gold Mile on Saturday, Galaxy Raider. Graham, good to see you out here at Caulfield, mate.
Morning.
You're rugged up. You're actually one of the smart trainers who's prepared for the morning.
Always prepared for all occasions.
Gee, Galaxy ran a good race last start. He's been a horse in recent years, though. He's been a flashing light type of horse in a race. How is he?
No, he's in good shape. Look, we felt that the race last start in the Victoria Handicap might have been a little bit strong, particularly him being a sort of back marker, and the track was a good three, and he would have been hard to make up ground. But actually on the day it was running the way that they could make up ground down the middle of the track, and he really flashed late, and he ran really, really well. He wasn't well weighted, I don't think. I thought Mr. Quickie was in so well at the weights that obviously he won the race, but that he was the one to beat. You know, being a Group 1 winner with only 60 and a half on his back. So we're not that well advantaged again if he runs this Saturday, because it's a set weights and penalties race. But look, Galaxy's taken good improvement from his first up run. And, you know, we don't get many opportunities to run in the Vobis races. They only run a couple of them during the year for the older horses. He just got beaten in the one at Moonee Valley before Cox Plate Day. So we're hopeful we can go one better.
Is he one of your favourite horses? He's been through so much. We remember that day over the Cup Carnival, he had that terrible fall when he looked like he was running in to win the race. He's been through a bit, hasn't he?
Yeah, certainly. He's probably not the punter's pal, but look, we really love him because he always gives everything he's got, because he just needs things to work in his favour, and we feel that he's in good form at the moment. Certainly, he's going to need things again on Saturday to fall into place for him, but look, he's in good shape going into it.
We've been talking about the issue of the moment pretty much in Victorian racing, and that's trying to get more track work riders, trying to get more skilled staff. Does it affect you out here, Graham?
Yeah, no, certainly does. Look, we've been looking for a track work rider for some time, and, you know, I even had two positions vacant for ground staff for about 3 months, and no takers, unfortunately. And, you know, obviously it didn't help with COVID and everything like that. But, no, it's a huge industry problem, and it's not getting any better the way things are working out.
What would you like to see done?
Oh, I think certainly there's no doubt that we need to have some sort of either academy, or they can do some courses to actually learn the ropes. And we've got to make it so, you know, young people want to come into the industry. I think probably we've got to probably adjust track work times and that. And, you know, I think the amount of racing is another thing that needs to be addressed. You know, the night meetings, one after the other, and backing up the next morning or the next day. It's just so much racing. I think we need to just, you know, place it a bit better. Probably shorter times with the meetings, not finishing at 10 o'clock at night, because you've got to remember, a lot of these people, they're travelling a couple of hours back to their bases, and, you know, then they're expected to back up again the next day. It's pretty hard.
Yeah, no doubt about that. It is certainly the talking point of the workers in the industry at the moment. It's something we'll continue to discuss on Racing Pulse. Final word, best of the week, is it Galaxy?
Yeah, I'd say he'll run very well, but we've got a nice chance today at Mornington via Carpo in the apprentices race. So we're a bit concerned about the condition of the track, but been informed that it'll be upgraded to a five with the winds which are supposed to prevail this afternoon. But he's in good form, and we expect him to run well.
Good luck, Ryan.
Cheers.